Bruce Springsteen on Good Morning EP at 20 past 8. And yes, 5G is happening now on the Eyre Peninsula. And to talk us through what that means for the Eyre Peninsula is the Telstra Regional General Manager for South Australia, Mark Bolton. Mark, welcome to Good Morning EP.
G'day, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. 5G, what does it mean for people throughout South Australia and the EP?
Well, it's just another G, isn't it?
That's one way of looking at it.
It's the fifth evolution of our mobile network. It's been operated since 1987. And, you know, as the evolutions go on, as we move into new generations, it's all about data. Mm-hmm. So people would probably recognise that 5G is all about really fast data, high capacity, low latency. Now, there are a few words that I just threw in there. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what that means is it's a really high-performing network that allows consumers and businesses to do whatever they like using information and technology and data, more importantly.
So when it comes to 5G and being an impact on people's lives, obviously it's going to be faster. What else does 5G allow people to do? Is there a new, stage of what people can use their phones and technology for?
Well, it's important from one perspective, capacity. So think of it like adding a couple of lanes to a really congested freeway. You know, you add a couple of lanes and you can actually move freely with your cars. You know, you can travel more freely. It's the same for the digital information highway. You know, by adding 5G, we've added a couple of lanes. In fact, more than a couple. We've quadrupled the speed in a lot of cases in Port Lincoln now. So super fast. And that's important because of a number of reasons. You know, data has been doubling through the years. Just recently, it's doubled. So people are actually using our data on our mobile network 40% more than they were last year. And through COVID-19, with people working from home, that's really important. You know, it's really important to have that capability so you can do the things that you would normally do. But what it also means for governments, local governments, you know, it actually helps them with their innovation and technology aspirations for smart cities, you know, autonomous vehicles, autonomous machinery. It really has a lot of impact in the agricultural space. So, you know, all these technologies, all this innovation can actually come to life because of 5G.
That is very important. Speaking with Mark Bolton, the Regional General Manager for Telstra this morning. And Mark, your existing mobile phone, will it be able to get 5G, or will you have to head down, as we spoke to Josh from Port Lincoln Better Home Living not that long ago, for a new device?
Yeah, you will have to. So if you've bought a device recently, it may be 5G enabled. We've been, you know, the manufacturers have been supplying 5G handsets since July last year. So there's a few around. Most handsets nowadays have 5G capability. But you probably will, if you haven't bought a phone in recent times, you probably will have to upgrade your phone.
So if you have upgraded recently, you should be okay. But if it hasn't been for a while, chances are that you're going to have to get a new device.
Yeah, just check with your local store. You know, just give your provider a ring, or obviously Telstra a ring, and check to see if it is a 5G handset. But otherwise, you're going to have to actually upgrade your handset.
Great excuse to, though, with autonomous vehicles and machinery and the like. So very exciting to have 5G on the Eyre Peninsula as we speak. Mark Bolton, Regional General Manager for Telstra, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith.